Okay, Rabosa, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Tes Zayin. Today, probably one of the more well-known dapim in the Masechta, and more along the lines of what, if you told someone you were learning Rosh Hashanah, this is probably more along the lines of what would first pop into your head. So the Mishnah says like this, Ba'arba prokim ha'olam nidon, four times during the year the world is judged. B'Pesach ala tfuah, we're judged about the grain on Pesach. B'Atzeres ala peros ha'ilon, on Shavuos, we're judged about the fruit on the trees. Rosh Hashanah kol boi olam ovrim lefan of kivnei marom. On Rosh Hashanah, right, again, is language you're familiar with from the Machzer, that everybody, all the people in the world, come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep. Shenamar, as the Pesach says, ha'yotzer yachad libam ha'mevin ha'kol ma'aseihem. And b'chag nidonin al amayim, and the fourth one is that on Sukkos we are judged on the water. Just an important run, just to point out. I thought everybody is judged on Rosh Hashanah, right? Again, if we're judged on grain and water and fruit, right, during the other years, during the other times of the year, so I thought, you know, all judgment comes on Rosh Hashanah. So again, the Ran says that that these other judgments are for how much. Overall, let's say, grain will be in the world, and then on Rosh Hashanah, each person gets judged in terms of how much he or she will get. But again, these other times, during the other Chagim, right, we're talking about global judgments in terms of how much in the world, whether famine, not famine, etc., how much, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu divvies it up per person on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, just to clarify. Either way, so the Gemara says, Hai Tvua, what grain, just starting on with Pesach, right, what grain are we being judged for on Pesach? Because, just technically, how does that work, right? How Tvua de Kaima kol honey here Patki de Aduala Emas Itadon. Because if you're telling me that the judgment is on Pesach, so you have all this grain that already, right, started growing, right, that has, you know, when was that judgment? Right, meaning, if you had Pesach, right, the planting season, right, is in the winter, and then some of it will have started to sprout, right, before Pesach. You tell me the judgment is on Pesach, so what happened to, right, all these 6 months that we're going through right now? Right, when did that happen? So Ella the Gemara says, Tua demizdara, but rather the grain that was planted, Lamimra, rather, we're talking about the grain that was planted already. So the Gemara says, "Well, you're telling me the judgment is only on the grain that was planted already, meaning there's only one judgment on the grain here." And again, the answer is going to be probably what you're thinking of. But either way, let's just read it. If something happened. To the grain, right? So kodem haPesach, if it happened before Pesach, so nidonis l'sha'avar, then it was judged on the previous Pesach. La'achar haPesach nidonis l'haba. If it happened after Pesach, then right again, it's judged. It was judged on the next Pesach. Adam she'iru bo kariyo ones kodem Yom Kippur. If something happened to a person, right, before Yom Kippur, so they don't need the Shavar. That was a result of a judgment that happened last Yom Kippur. La'achar Yom Kippur, but if something happened to a person after Yom Kippur. For example, I had Corona a couple weeks ago. Baruch Hashem, doing okay. But that happened pretty much right after Simchas Torah, right? Right after the Psakim are, are given out on Hashanah Rabbah. Right? So that was a judgment on Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem, everything Chazdei Hashem, right? That's what we say, that Tshuva Tzvilat Tzedakah Mavirinus Roa Hagzera, right? We don't say that Tshuva Tzvilat Tzedakah, just to branch into Avort, right? We don't say that Tshuva Tzvilat Tzedakah get rid of the Gzera. It gets rid of the Roa Hagzera. It gets rid of the evilness of the decree. So Baruch Hashem, you know, again, not to bli ayin hara, obviously, al tedach b'al sadan, but a person shouldn't look at the fact that he got corona, for example, in my case, as if, you know, I had a bad judgment. No, I had a very good judgment, right? My corona was, Baruch Hashem, not a big deal. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the roa hagzera, right, the evil, the badness, the roughness of the decree, right? So a person should look at that, for example, as his tefillahs were answered, not unanswered. Okay, either way, just a side point, because someone was asking me about that the other day. So tachlis, and we see that if something happened a person before Yom Kippur, so his judgment is the result of the previous Yom Kippur. If something happened to him after Yom Kippur, so something that was the judgment that happened to him on Yom Kippur. And so that's what we're talking about, meaning that when we say Nidon v'Pesach al tvua, right? So again, the judgment is for the entire year and for the entire cycle. And that's what Rava said. I'm a Rava, Shmamina, Tre Dina Middana. And that's, we see from here that there are two judgments that are judged. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that, that, you know, obviously, if it's judgment on Pesach, it's for the entire year. So what that means is that each crop of grain has two judgments on it. Meaning, if, again, like we said, the planting season runs from the winter through Pesach, and then it gets reaped afterwards. So a grain, the crop, is going to be in existence before Pesach and after Pesach. That's the same crop. So we're saying that there's two judgments on the crop. It starts on Pesach, right, for the crop that is basically already growing and etc. And then there's a judgment on the last Pesach for when that same crop was planted and started to take root. So each crop is going to have two judgments. And therefore, Amar Abaye says, Hilkach ki chazi inish the mitzlach zara. So meaning, it's therefore, if a person sees that his grain is doing well, let's say he comes to the point where he's reaping his grain, or he sees the grain is growing and they're beautiful stalks, so he sees that it's good. So apparently that was a good judgment on the previous Pesach, and therefore, liktim v'lizri charfa ad demati limidayna, kodim salik, that basically he should, what's it called? He should make sure to plant and take care of, do what he's got to do, right, at the beginning of the winter, because again, this Pesach judgment covers up until the next Pesach, and it covers this crop which is happening at Pesach. At Pesach time, and it covers the beginning of the next crop. So the person, if you see that the previous crop is doing well, so you should hurry up, and you should not hurry up, but you should be generous with the planting, make sure that goes well, because it seems that there was a good judgment on the grain, and the planting and the growing will be beneficial. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back and says, "Money must nisen." Hold on, our Mishnah again. When you're telling me that there are four times in the world to judge, that money must nisen. Who shita are we reflecting in the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rabbi Nosson. It's none of the following four shitas. The Tanya is Melendon Abraisa, and we're going to quote obviously all four of these. Hakol nidonim Rosh Hashanah. Right? V'gzardin shalahem nechtam b'yom kippur, devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that everything, not that we split Tevuah and Mayim and Peros, etc., everything is judged on Yom Kippur, and then it is signed and sealed and delivered on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda says, "I call the building of Rosh Hashanah. Everything is judged in Rosh Hashanah. Ugzardin shalahem, and the gzardin, though, however, is nechtam al kol achavecha bizmano. That the gzardin for each of these things is finalized at the proper time. So Rabbi Yehuda, again, is not like the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that we're judged at these times. Rabbi Yehuda says we're all judged on Yom Rosh Hashanah, and the Gzardin, and the Gmardin, is at, you know, those holidays and those times. And then likewise, Rabbi Yehuda says that the person is judged on Yom Rosh Hashanah, and then it's finished, it's finalized, it's sealed on Yom Kippur. So that's also not like the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says even more than that. Adam nidon b'chol yom. A person is judged, right, every single day. Shnemer's pasuk says, "Vatifkadenu lebekarim." Right, Kosh Baruch Hu vatifko to redeem us or analyze us. Lebekarim, right, bekarim can be bokers, right? Multiple mornings, right? Every morning, a person gets a certain element of judgment. And Rabbi Nosson says, "Adam nidon b'chol shah." A person can be judged even every moment. Shnemer laregaim to v'chenenu. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu will analyze us, right? Bochen, right, and test us. Laregaim for every moment, every hour. So obviously that's not like our Mishnah. And again, just to explain, just the pashtus is that we're talking about that every person's actions, right? You shouldn't just say, "Oh, I had a judgment on Rosh Hashanah and that's it," right? Every person, every moment, the person can change, you know, his fortunes. There was a psak given on Rosh Hashanah that X, Y, and Z should happen to you. Okay, so every moment we have an opportunity to maybe push it off to the next moment, and maybe to the next moment, and maybe to the next moment, and maybe lessen the gzardin, or make it better, or etc., etc. Right, every moment we get, according to Rabbi Nosson, we get judged. So none of these four opinions are like our Mishnah. What's the most likely? What's the most similar? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said that everything, the gzardin, is on these holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. But the judgment all happens on Rosh Hashanah. That's not exactly what the Mishnah said. So that's the Gemara preempts you. It says, "V'chitem la'olam Rabbi Yehuda," and if you tell me really the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, "V'chikatani masnizan gzardin," and the Mishnah just meant that the gzardin, that the chasima, the end of the final product, is judged, is sent out on those holidays. Well, Yahachi Kashi Adam. Well, then you have a problem with Adam, because the Mishnah had said, right, if we're talking about the Gzar Din, that the, when it's Nechtam, when it's signed, so the Mishnah mentions Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda said, that's on, as we know, that's on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi says, Haitana Debe Rabbi Shmali. So you're right, it's none of those four, it's Tana Debe Rabbi Shmali. The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmali, because the Tana taught in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shmali, as you would imagine, basically this exact same thing. Right, okay, so that's basically straight up a quote from our Mishnah. And just to clarify, when it talks about a person, right, again, our Mishnah didn't mention Yom Kippur, okay, right, our Mishnah was simply talking about the beginning of the judgment. So that's really Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rav Chisda. Now Rav Chisda says, my time with Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's logic to say that a person is judged every single day? Where it says, "Kid the Gamar Taima," right? Well, he said his reason. Pasuk says, "Vatif Kedino LeBakarim." So, what do you? What's your question? So, Gamar says, "You're right." Anan Hakei Kamina. This is what we meant to say. My time alone, my Rabbi Nasan. Right? Why? Okay. Meaning, there are two psukim here that play off each other. One implies we're judged every morning, and one implies we're judged all the time. So, why didn't Rabbi Yossi say the Rabbi Nasan? So, Gamar says, "Bechina." Inui ba'almehis. The Gemara says, because the language of bechina, of tivacheninu, that's just inui ba'alma. That's just like kind of checking things out, but not actual judgment. The Gemara says, well, pekida nami inui ba'alma. Well, pekida is also a language of just kind of checking things out and seeing what's going on. Ela amar Rav Chisda, taimer de Rabbi Yossi mehacha. So really, Rabbi Yossi's reason, says Rav Chisda, is from here. Because the pasuk says, la'sot mishpat avdo u'mishpat amo Yisrael dvar yom biyomo. There it says straight up, Kosh Baruch Hu does judgment of his nation every single day. Okay, amar Rav Chisda says, and again, we had this earlier in the Masechta, excuse me, melech v'tzibur melech nichnas tchila badin, if you have a king and the masses are being judged, so the king goes first. Shemar's Pasuk says, "Lasot mishpat avdo, mishpat amo Yisrael." Again, it's avdo, meaning the king, i.e. the tzaddik, whatever it is, the Eved, the king, right? He goes first, and then the rest of the Jewish people. My time, what's the reason? So a couple of possibilities: either ibais ema lavo rechara lemesav malka avrei, either it's not kovedik to sit and to wait, leave the king waiting there. Oh, ibais ema mekami delifo shcharanaf, right? Before Kosh Baruch Hu's kiviyocho anger gets filled with all the sins of the people, we want to get the king out of the way, right? Let him be judged first. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Kaman matzlinan haidna akitzri ve'amri." Says Rav Yosef, a pretty classic question that frankly I get in seminary all the time. How does tefillah work? Right, if you're telling me there's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, so kaman matzlinan, right? Why do we daven? Right, what's the point of davening? That if there's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, there's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we bother davening for people who are sick, people who are weak? So the Gemara says, "Kaman Rabbi Yossi, what do you mean? We're going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, right, that you can be judged every moment." Did I skip? No, that's a, yeah. Meaning that we can be judged every single day. Right? That it could be like Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, "I have by sema," or you could say "Olam Karabanan." Really, it's like the Rabbanan, meaning that according to everybody, you can daven. Meaning that Ukur the Rabbi Yitzchak, like Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Dam Rabbi Yitzchak," and this will launch us into a discussion of a lot of things Rabbi Yitzchak said. But Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Yafe tzaka la'adam ben kodem gzardin ben la'achar gzardin." That davening is inherently valuable. That it's good. Tzaka la'adam, a person. It's good for a person to cry out. A person understands that he comes to a deeper understanding when he davens and says, "Akosh Baruch Hu, please save us." Right, tzaka, right, just to recognize whose hands we really are in. That is valuable in and of itself. I mean, not necessarily get the answer we're looking for, but that improves and increases a person's awareness of Akosh Baruch Hu, and that in and of itself is valuable, right? Okay, and again, that's a hashkafic, really big hashkafic share. How does tefillah work? Again, just basically, the two answers are either when a person, like basically reflected in these two answers of the Gemara, either a person, let's say a person is on level, I don't know, pick a number, 52, right? And then he davens, and he comes to a greater understanding of Akosh Baruch Hu in this world. So now he's on level 53. Well, the Gzar Din that he had previously was for a person on level 52. Now he's a different person. Now he's on level 53. A whole new set of judgments apply to him. That's Rabbi Yossi, who says that a person is judged every single day. And the other way to say it, the other way to understand, is that no, Akosh Baruch Hu built into the world this concept of tefillah. That when we cry out and we ask Akosh Baruch Hu for things, right, and that That works. That's how Kosh Broker kind of built the world. That seems to be similar to the second answer. That Sarka, that crying out, is valuable regardless of the result and regardless of the situation, right? Either before or after the Gzardin. Okay, fine. Either way, this is for Ashkafish here. Vaita. Tanya will under the Brisa. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Mepnema Amr Torah Hevia Omer Pesach. Why did the Torah say bring the korban Omer on Pesach? Mepnesha Pesach Zman Tvuahi. Because that's already the time for Tvuah. Right, if you look at Rashi, Zman Sha Tvuah Nidonizbo, right? Why do we bring the korban Omer, which is a barley korban? Because that's the time when we're being judged on the grain. So there you go. So Amr Rabbi Amr Kosh Baruch Hu Hevia Lefanei Omer on Pesach Kadesh Tzibarech Lechem Tvuah Shevasados. Right, bring a korban Omer on Pesach. So that I'll bless, right? That again, it goes in line, right? It's the right vibe, right? So we can get a bracha for the grain in the fields. Similarly, so why do we bring the shtei alechem, which is again an offering made out of wheat, on Shavuos? Because Shavuos is when we are judged on fruits of the tree. What does that have to do with anything? So if you look at Rashi, he brings a couple of answers. The last one is interesting, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I'm not sure if everybody's aware, but Gemara says in Sanhedrin, one of the possibilities of the Eitz Hadas, what did Adam eat? So it could have been that one of the opinions there is that it was chita, that it was wheat. So we see that chita is called peros. Called peros ha'ilan, and if chita is called peros, it's called fruits, and then it's obviously the most choshev fruit. As it can be made into bread, and that's right, again, the chash of a food. Okay, so then that would be the most appropriate korban to bring for fruit. And just to finish the thought, in the Gemara, right, so therefore, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hevi Ulefane Shtei Alechem, Batzeres, Kadesh Yisbaruch Hu, Lachem Peres Ha'ilan. And again, bring this korban, so then we will bless the korban, the fruit of the tree. Finally, and the third one, as you may have expected, Umin Ipnema Amra Torah Nisku Mayim, Bechag. Why do we do the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Nisuch Lefnanei Mayim Bechag, Kedei Sheyis Baruch Hu Lechem Gishmei Shana, right? Because we're getting judged on the rains of the year, we should bring this to this whole water libation. For Amru Lefnanei Barosh Hashanah, Malchios Zichronos HaShofros. And similarly, in Rosh Hashanah, you should say these three things in your davening. Malchios Zichronos HaShofros. What is Malchios? Kedei Sheyitam Lichuni Alechem, right? So again, to make a Kosh Baruch Hu king. Zichronos, what is that? Kedei Sheyel Zichronos Zichroneichem Lefanai, Letova, so that Kibyachol, our the things that we do should go in front of Kosh Baruch Hu, Letova, Ubameh, and how do we do that? Beshofar, right? We use the shofar, again, many rayas that shofar is not only just a mitzvah, but it's also a type, a form of tefillah. Am Rabbi Avo says, Lama token Beshofar Shalayel? So why do we use a ram's horn? So again, last week's parsha, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Tikol Lefanei the Beshofar Shalayel, Kedei She'ezkor Lechem Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram, to remember Akedas Yitzchak. Umalani Aleichem Kilu Akadatem Atzmechem Lefanei. And I will consider it as if you did the Akedah of yourselves, or as if it was you there on the Mizbeach in front of me. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, again, right here with a lot of statements of Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama Token Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says, Lama Token, why do we blow shofar? Because Rachman Amar, because the Torah says. What do you mean? So Gemara says, no. Amar Tikkur, because the Torah says to blow the shofar. So Elo Lama Marines. The Gemara says, no. Why do we blow a trua? So again, the Gemara says, same problem. Marian Rachman Amar, the Torah also says to blow a trua because it says Zichron Trua. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather no. Lama Token Marian, Kishen Yoshvin, the Token. Umarian Kishem Omdin. Why do you have Tikios to Miyushav and Tikios to Mu'umad? Why do we have blowing shofar before and blowing shofar after, right? For the Sephardim, they blow shofar in the middle of Shmon Esrei, right? And after and before as well. So for us, for Ashkenazim, so we do in the middle of Chazar HaShas. But either way, why do we have these different Tikios? It's Kumar says, Ketei le'arbev ha-Satan, in order to mess up and confuse the Satan, if you look at Rashi, Shal Yastin, so we shouldn't prosecute us. Not because he like gets confused and thinks Mashiach is coming, which is definitely cute, but no, says Rashi, because he's going to see that Am Yisrael are so happy to do the mitzvot, they do it even more than the basic mitzvah d'araisa, who do mitzvot over and over and over. And so his arguments that Bnei Yisrael are Rishayim and don't love the mitzvot, right, they fall flat when we're doing the mitzvot so much. Tosis asks a very good question, just in terms of halacha. There's an issur called Baal Tosif. You're not allowed to add on to mitzvot. So how does that work? Right? Why isn't this a problem of Baal Tosef? Why isn't any Din D'Rabbanan a problem of Baal Tosef? So he writes a very important klal that Baal Tosef, right, any Anei Mitzvos would be like five species by a lulav, or five things in the tefillin, but doing a mitzvah many, many times, right, and certainly when the Chachamim tell you to do it, but doing a mitzvah many times over, right, that's not going to be an issur of Baal Tosef. Okay, either way. A Vayter, another statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana She'in Token Lo, B'tchilasa, Marin Lo, the Sofa. Any year which you do not fill the mitzvah of Tzkiyas Shofar at the beginning, i.e. on Rosh Hashanah, so Marin Lo B'Sofa, you'll end up blowing a Trua at the end of it, i.e. On fast days, meaning we'll have a problem. Meaning that we're not going to have so much rain, and we'll have to daven, and we'll have to fast, and blow shofar, etc., etc. Kamar says, my time, why is that? Again, as we said before, the low, arvev satan, because the satan was not confused. Now, obviously, not obvious, but I would imagine, maybe perhaps the Achronim talk about it, but I would imagine that does not apply when Chazal tell us not to blow shofar on Shabbos. I mean, this is only if, perhaps, Chas v'Shalom, the mitzvah of shofar was not fulfilled, and that was inappropriate. Okay. Any year that was Russia, now Russia is with an ayin, means that people were evil, but Russia with a hey does not mean that. If you look at Rashi, second line, right? Yisrael Ocean Atzman Rashim Rosh Hashanah Ledaber Tachanun Letzvilah, that Bnei Yisrael do not make themselves poor, meaning a poor person is desperate, and they obviously daven very strongly. So if that is the type of tefillah that is happening on Rosh Hashanah, so in the end, mitasheres besofa, right, they will become rich, they'll become wealthy, meaning everything will work out at the end of the year. Shneimar pasuk says, mirashis Hashanah, right, what does it say, mirashis ksif, right, it says rash, right, lashon of poor. V'ad achris, I mean, and then the pasuk continues, it says until the end of the year, sofa sheish la achris, in the end of the year, right, it will have wealth or goodness. Rabbi Yitzchak also says, "Ein donin es ha'adam el lefim ma'isav shel osa shah." Again, a famous Rosh Hashanah vort. Person is judged at that moment, at that time. His actions are at that moment, not with the years necessarily, a year's worth of sins, but a person is judged how he's holding at that moment. Shemar's pasuk says, "Ki shema elokim el kol anar basher usham." Right, again, last week's parsha as well, right, talking about Yishmael, the Kosh Baruch Hu, right, even though Yishmael in the future, his descendants would do bad things. He himself would be a Rasha, but then he would do tshuva. But a person is judged at that moment. Rabbi Yitzchak says further, Gimel Devarim Maskir Navanosa of Shel Adam. Three things remind or kind of raise up a person's sins. Eluhin, Kir Notoi, a fallen wall or a falling wall of Iyun Tfila. And now this is not Iyun Tfila like we say every morning. That's one of the things that will get Olam Haba. Right, any name sure, a pair of a bikurim v'rayon v'ilin tefila. We don't say that. This is not what it's talking about. This is talking about if a person analyzes his tefila and says, "Well, my tefila is so good that for sure Hashem will believe it." Right, he relies on his tefila and assumes that his tefila is the greatest, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. That's inappropriate. Right, that reminds Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, of his sins, right, when he's so dependent on, he's so convinced that his tefillah will work. Right, and finally, the third one is Moser Din Al Chavero, someone who gives over judgment on his friend. What does that mean? So if a person says, let's say you get into an argument with someone and you say, "I'm so right, I'm so convinced that I'm right, Hashem should judge between the two of us," right? As Rashi points the pasuk, that Sarah said, "Avraham, Yishpor Hashem b'nei v'necha," God should judge between the two of us. And then, as Rashi just finishes and says, "Omrim," we say, "Klum roi hushi yenayish chaveru al yodo." Right. Well, if you're telling Kosh Baruch Hu to judge between you and your friend, so unfortunately, Hashem is going to do just that. He's going to look into you and be like, "All right, here, let's see, why would I take his side over you?" And you're going to get yourself analyzed. That's not a great thing to do. Dam Rabbi Avin, as Rabbi Avin, who is that? Or they changed it to Rabbi? Let's see here. I can't find it. Rabbi Hanan, okay. He says that kol hamoser din al chaveru hu nena shchila, right? That whoever calls Kosh Baruch Hu in to judge, on his friend, so then he himself gets judged first. Nemar v'tomer Sarai al Avram chamasi alecha, right? Sarah was angry with Avram about how the treatment of Hagar, etc. Uksiv vayvo Avram l'spod the Sarah v'lefkosa, and sure enough, Kosh Baruch Hu, Sarah said, "Yishpor Hashem b'nei v'necha," and who passed away first, right? It was Sarah. Am Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Dalad varim mikroin gzardino shalodam," and with four things we tear up the gzar din of a person. Elohein tzedaka tzedaka shino Hashem shino maisa. Okay, so tzedaka is, and tzedaka, like I said before, right, they don't necessarily tear up the roag zera, right? That's tshuva tefillah and tzedaka, right? And it's a couple of those things are on this list as well. Here we're talking about mikroing gzar dino. This is actually ripping up the gzar din. Tzedaka, as you know, that's what the tzedaka is again crying out, davening, shinu Hashem, changing your name, shinu maisa, and changing your actions. Tzedaka, I didn't know that's true. Dechtiv, as Pasuk says, tzedaka tatzimli mavis, right? Pretty straightforward. Tzedaka saves from death. Tzedaka, what about davening? Dechtiv, vayitzaku al Hashem, batar lahem, umimtsuko sehem, yotzieim. Okay, that's a positive to Elam, right? Kosh Baruch Hu, you cry out to Kosh Baruch Hu, and they'll save them from Mekutzas Hayam, or from your dire straits. Okay, Shino Hashem, what about that? What about that? The Chetiv, as Pesach says, Sarai Ishtachalu Tikra Eshema Sarai, Ki Sarashma, right? Hashem changed Sarah's name from Sarai. And then what does it say? Uksiv, the Pesach says, Uverechti Osa, Vekam Nasavti Mimena, Lecha Bein. Right, and only after that did a Kosh Baruch Hu give Sarah a child. Shinu Maisa, what about changing your actions? The Chetiv, as Pesach says, Vayar Elokim Esmasayim. That's the pasuk in Yonah talking about Nineveh. Kosh Baruch Hu saw their actions and then obviously changed the gzar din. And some people say a fifth possibility, what helps tear up a person's decree, af shinui makom, even changing a person's place. Again, two weeks ago, lech lecha me'aretzcha, right, leave your land, and then v'hadar, and then it says ve'escha l'gagadol, and I will make you to a great nation, implying that Avram, if had he stayed where he was, right, had he stayed put, he would not have necessarily fulfilled this great destiny. Ivedach, what about the one who says there are only four things that tear up a gzar din? So yeah, ha'u zehuza, there is Israel who da'hanilei. So it could be that he just viewed it not as shinui makom, that not necessarily that Avram changed his place, but that he went there to Israel. That again, the shinui makom again, going there to Israel. That's a big zehuz, but necessarily moving from, I don't know, New York to Tinek. So that's not necessarily according to this understanding, according to this mandamar, I guess, who was it? Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, that would not be a tremendous chus. Okay. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak says further, Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Baragel, a person should go see his Rabbi on Yontif, or on the holiday. Shneimar Zepozik says, Madua At Holechas Eilav Hayom V'lo Chodesh V'lo Shabbos. Again, right, we're quoting all the stuff from last week. That was last week's Haftorah, when Isha Shunamis went to Elisha after her son had died, and the husband said, why are you going to Elisha? Right? It's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. Apparently implying that was normal, that to go see the God Olador, to go see the Rebbeim, right, on, doesn't mention Yatif, but okay, but meaning on the days that we're off from work, that was the custom. That's the idea. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says further, Chayiv Adam L'Taras Atzma B'Regel, a person needs to be Tahor on the holidays. So Shneimar, as Pesach says, Uvniv L'Sam L'Sigo. I do not touch their Nevela, right? Don't touch Tuma, don't touch dead animals. V'Tanina Mehachi, we also learn in the Braisa. How does that teach me that a person has to be Tahor on a holiday? Right? It doesn't mention anything about the Regel in that Pesach. So the Braisa elaborates. The Braisa, Uvniv L'Sam L'Sigo, don't touch their Nevelas. Yachal Yisrael Mizurin Almaga Nevela. You might have thought that the Jews are not allowed to touch, right, these dead animals. Therefore, the Pasuk says, "Emor alakon and bnei Aaron, muzharim, bnei Yisrael muzharim." No, that's a halacha for kohanim. V'halo dvarim kavachomer. One second, but isn't it the kavachomer? Matum machamurach kohanim muzharim Yisrael menim muzharim. The kohanim, right? Again, the kohanim are not allowed to become tamei. Right? That's serious from the tamei meis. Right? The serious tuma. The kohanim have that halacha. Yisrael menim muzharim. Right? There's no iser for a regular Yisrael to go into a basic kvaros to become tamei meis. So tuma kala. So a light tuma. Right? It's a lakosha gain. So certainly should not apply to the Jews. I mean, he says, there's no iser for a Jew to become Tameh by touching a Nevela, which is a much lesser and less serious form of Tumah. So, Elamat Tamalon, we've been in the Sun Losigo. Okay, so then go back to the pasuk we just quoted. Uvaniva Sun Losigo, don't touch the carcasses, these dead Tameh carcasses. What's that talking about? So, it's talking about Beregel. It's talking about on the holiday. That's how we know a person has to be Tor on the Yom Tifim. On the Yom Tifim, that's not a word. All right, on the holidays. Amar Rabbi Krispidai, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. One of the great names in Shas, Rabbi Krispidai. So he says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shloshu Sfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. This is again also very well known. Three books are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Echad Shal Beinonim. Right? There's complete Rishayim, complete Tzadikim, and everybody else. Right? 99.9% of the world. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtavim La'alter L'chaim. Again, Tzadikim are written right away for a year of life. Rishayim Gemurim are Nechtavim Nechtavim La'alter L'misa. Everybody, right? They get written right away up for death. And Beinonim, the middle ones, right? Everybody else, Toluim Va'umdim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? They are waiting. They're waiting in judgment. They're hanging in it by a thread, as it were, until Yom Kippur. Zeu Nechtavim L'chaim, Lo Zachu Nechtavim L'chaim, Lo Zachu Nechtavim L'misa, right? If you're Zochas, then you get written for life. And then if you're not, Rachman Litzlan Chas Shalom L'misa. Amar Rabbi Avin says, Micro, what's the pasuk? Yumachu Misefer Echaim Ve'ema Tzadikim Al Yechtavu. So against that, pasuk says Yimachu Misefer. What does that mean? That Sifran Shal Rishayim, right? That'll Rishayim Gemurim, right? That'll be Yimachu Misefer. They'll be erased from the book, right? That's Rishayim Gemurim. Chaim, what's that? That's Sifran Shal Tzadikim. That's the Sefer of Tzadikim. Im Tzadikim Al Yichtavu, not be written with the Tzadikim. That's Sifran Shal Beinonim. That's right. The people who are not written with Tzadikim, but that is everybody else. That is the Beinonim. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amar Mehocha, he says it from this pasuk. Right, when Moshe, after the Chet Egel, Moshe said to Kosh Baruch Hu, if you don't forgive the Jews, erase me from your book. I mean, erase me from the Torah. But what that's a reference to this idea. Mechenina, what's the erasing? That's Zeh Sifran Shel Rishayim, that's the Sefer of Rishayim who are erased from this world. Misifracha, from your book, right? Zeh Sifran Shel Tzadikim, right? The Sefer of Hashem, right? Your Sefer, right? The Sefer of Hashem, that's referring to Tzadikim. Asher Kasafta, and the book that you wrote, Zeh Sifran Shel Beinonim, that is the book of everybody else. Okay, Shkara Kodah Rabosa, we'll go fight during the Hedekah Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.